Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lulley not with us this week, but we're pleased to have members of the American Legion team here in Frederick. Post 11, Francis Scott Key Post. Baseball team currently at, as we tape this program, at 12-10 on the year after a real, real good start. And we're happy to have the coach. Are you coach or manager? Both.
Manager.
Manager. Okay, Tommy Long, longtime sports figure in the area. He can tell you many stories and about many of the figures. And two of the young stars of the Frederick team, H.H. Javid, who plays high school baseball at St. John's Catholic Prep. And I'll tell you right now, he was in among the leaders in just about every pitching and hitting category that the Frederick News Post would post every week on Thursday. He was right up there. Kevin Schwanger from the baseball team at Frederick High School, and their new facilities being built out there. We're happy to have him. He plays shortstop for the team. A.J. Javid is a pitcher for the team. What other position do you play, A.J.?
Mostly center field,
and he does a lot of the pitching, too. So we're glad to have you here, and it's a long season. American Legion baseball play an unbelievable number of games with hardly any rest in between. And I don't know, how do you do it? You got to love baseball. Tom Long, how long have you been doing this?
I've done American Legion baseball for 14 years, but I've been coaching for 43.
43?
Yeah. So, you know, we got a group of fine young men who really work hard, and that's what we want. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, we're lacking a little bit in pitching this year, and that's evident with a record. So, but they work hard.
I guess they do. They were out there, as we're taping this program, on a very hot day. They were out there early this morning playing two games in the Wood Bat Tournament.
That's correct. We lost the first one 8-7. Came back and won the second game 1-0. A.J. came in and got to save, and came in the sixth inning with one out and got to save for us, and got five straight outs for us.
Wow, not bad. So you've already done a day's work here today. Okay. The Wood Bat Tournament, a bit. You have 17 teams from all over the East, I guess, here in Frederick for this. And tell us a little bit about the Wood Bat Tournament, because still going on as we tape this program, and you guys are playing at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we are. We play Brooklawn, New Jersey tonight. They're four-time defending champions, national champions. You know, one coach, Steve Mondal, who pitched for the Keys their opening game at McCurdy Field in 1989, I think it was. And Mike Trout of the California Angels played for Brooklawn, New Jersey's Legion team. They're quite a team, and we're looking forward to a challenge.
So if you want to see a good game tonight at 8 o'clock, McCurdy Field, right just off of downtown Frederick, just a fun field, historic field, as you were saying, going back, I think, to the 1920s when it was first built.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people don't know it, but the Redskins played their first exhibition football game there.
They did?
Yes. And during the war, Philadelphia A's couldn't go no further south for spring training, and that used to be their spring training site. So it's got quite a history.
That's amazing. The grandstand, I think, is almost the original, isn't it, right around home?
They redid it, I think, 1974.
But it's still in the same spot.
Yes, it is.
So baseball's been played there since the 20s.
Oh, it sure has.
Just think of the people that have roamed the field there.
Oh, there's some great names that's played there.
And, of course, the Frederick Keys, as you say, started out, I guess, their first couple of years they played there.
I know Chipper Jones played there for the Braves minor league system. And Mo Vaughn and a couple other guys that played in the Boston system. So there's quite a bunch of guys playing the major leagues.
I'd like to see where Mo hit it.
I think someone said he hit it on Burke Street, and that's a shot.
That guy had some power.
Yeah,
he'd
sure
strike out a lot, but when he connected, that bit ball went. Great player for the Boston Red Sox in the 90s, I guess. But great history there, and it's great to watch a ball game there. And, of course, you're playing with all wood bats. And I'll ask a stupid question that I asked before we even went on the air. Why don't more of the younger teams use wood bats? Because the pros still use the wood bats, the majors and all that?
I think a lot of it has to do with the coaches and the players also. The players want to see how far they can hit a baseball. Coaches want to see how far a kid can hit. I tell these guys all the time, you can tell a true hitter when they're hitting with wood. These guys have probably played 15 games of our schedule with wood bats, and you have to be a good hitter to hit with wood, and these guys are real good hitters, evident by their team batting average, I think, around 318 right now. But they love hitting Wolfwood. We played the other night a Metalback game, and I looked at their lineup when they went up to the plate. Our 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters were hitting Wolfwood, and we had a great win that night. So I think they learn a lot by hitting Wolfwood.
So you can during that you can go back and forth between the. Between the wood bat and the other kind.
Yes, you have your choice, and I let it up to our players. They're comfortable using with wood. The next level, college, when they're playing summer ball for college teams, they're going to be using wood when they get out of our program.
Wow, okay. We're talking again to members of the Frederick American Legion team, Tommy Long, the manager, and two of the players here, Kevin Schwenger and A.J. Javitt. Tell us a little bit about your background in baseball, Tommy. You said you'd been coaching 43 years.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to come up through the younger kids, Little League, Babe Ruth. Coaching with Kevin Kendrow at Urbana High School for 5 years. He was a former player of mine. Went down there, was a pitching coach with him. Then the opportunity came up that to take the Frederick American Legion job, and I jumped at the chance.
Kevin Kendrow, of course, now he's the supervisor of athletics in Frederick County.
Yes, he is. He was quite a shortstop second baseman for me.
I was wondering that where he played. Yeah, he does got the build of a shortstop. They're quick.
Yes, he does. Yeah, Kevin Schwenger reminds me a lot of Kevin Kendrow.
There he is. All right, we'll start with A.J. Javitt here, who plays the outfield and also pitches. Let's give you his stats. I don't know how up-to-date they are, but average .451, the on-base percentage .505, 15 RBIs, 23 hits, hit a home run already. That may be a little bit out of date, A.J., but your stats in the high school season were amazing. You were among the leaders in all the categories, from batting average to your earned run average as a pitcher, and quite a year that you've had in 2017.
It was a great year, Me and my school, we played hard, We just had a good work ethic, and I just stayed positive throughout the year, and great things happened, and I'm really fortunate to be able to win a championship at St. John's.
St. John's Catholic Prep, and 16-6 record on the year, a great regular season, and tell us about the playoffs.
It was great. I think we won every single game. I think it was double elimination, but we managed to pull out every single win. We played a championship game. The team was from Gerstow Academy. They had a pitcher throwing like mid to upper 80s. He was only a sophomore, and we were able to win 5-0 against him, so it was pretty good.
And, of course, I know your girls' basketball team won the state championship.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty known for girls' basketball, They have a great program, and it's...
The boys' basketball the year before, I think, had won
the
state championship.
Yeah, the year before, they did pretty good. This year, they didn't do that good, but,
And I think the football team's improving and has been good in the past.
We got a new coach, and he's pretty good. I used to work out with him a lot, and he's a great guy.
And, of course, there's great building plans at St. John's. You're building a new football stadium over there and on the Buckystown campus, and also some other facilities I think are going up.
Yeah, we're looking forward to all the facilities they're building. And hope I'm still around.
Well, of course, you've got one more year now. You're a rising senior.
I'm still around to see them. That'd be great.
Yeah, and tell us about your career, how you started or what age you were when you first picked up.
I believe I was 5 when I first started playing t-ball. Was rec, and then I moved to Frederick in I think like 2010. I played at Frederick American Little League with Kevin. We weren't teammates. But we were.
You're players. From Frederick?
No, I'm from Germantown.
Oh, okay. But you live in Frederick now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I moved to Frederick when I was like 10. Played at Frederick American Little League when Kevin was there too. So you probably remember that. Yeah, we had some good memories there.
Wow. Okay. All right, and a great season so far for you. And, in fact, I'm just looking at some of these statistics that I jotted down from your regular season with St. John's. A .573 batting average, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Not too shabby.
It's not bad. We got two of the top three hitters on our team that were in the top three in county hitting this year, him and Stefan Anderson.
But the most amazing thing is, in your pitching, you had 71 strikeouts. You had 13 strikeouts per seven-inning game. And you led Frederick, not led Frederick County, but you were among the leaders in Frederick County in 8 different categories.
Just good work ethic and just staying positive, and just good things will happen.
Some good coaching like Tommy Long along the way.
A lot of good coaches, and fortunate to be around good people.
Who's your baseball coach at St. John's?
Coach Omar Enriquez.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I've known him for a while now. We're pretty good friends. He's like my second father, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and a baseball player from Frederick High School and now the current shortstop of the Frederick American Legion team. This is Kevin Schwanger. And, Kevin, good to have you here. And let's look at your stats here. 366 batting average, 423 on-base percentage. Had 11 RBIs, 26 hits. Had 23 hits for AJ. You had 26. Maybe you had more at-bats. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot more at-bats.
Tell us about your high school career over there at Frederick and all the new facilities you're having built over there.
Well, at Frederick, we're not, like, the best team, not in the record books, but we've got a lot of good guys that like to play baseball. And I've had a pretty good season in my sophomore year, but my junior year was not as good, so I'm looking to come back during the summer.
You're a rising senior also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got another year left.
And do you play shortstop for the cadets?
Yeah, I start at short, and then I pitch a little too.
Okay, all right. Who's your coach over there now at Frederick?
Coach Phil Rhodes.
We know him, yeah.
I think maybe like 25 years or something like that.
He's been on here before.
Probably.
He's a good coach. So you got good, and you're going to have good facilities. Are you excited about all the new facilities?
I'm very excited. We got to tour the baseball field at the end of the school year, and it looks very nice. A lot of good new dugouts, and there's actually a big shed, too, with all the baseball equipment. It looks really nice.
Wow. Okay, so a lot to look forward to in the coming year for you. Great sports over there at Frederick, and, of course, the football team will be playing in a new facility also, and track, a new track there, too.
Yeah, the football stadium was completely redone. They have a AstroTurf field now with the new track. It looks really nice.
We're looking forward. We'll be doing some games over there this fall. And one thing I'm sad, though, that old basketball gym had so many memories. I saw so many exciting games there over the years, both girls and boys. Just amazing basketball over there. And now that's gone, I guess. How does the new gym look like? Have you seen it?
I have not seen the new gym, but I've seen some pictures. It looks pretty big compared to the old one, so hopefully we can fit a lot more fans in it.
Yeah, that was the one thing. It was you could only put. I remember games there where they would shut off the line. They said nobody else can get in. The fire department won't let anybody else in. And they would have to stay with what they had. But disappointed fans. But I guess that'll be a thing of the past now. New things over at Frederick High School. If you're just joining us, we're talking to members of the Frederick FSK, post number 11 American Legion baseball team, 12 and 10 as we tape this program in the middle of the Wooden Bats tournament. Here in Frederick over this pre-4th of July weekend. And we have the manager, Tommy Long, and two of the players here, Kevin Schwanger and A.J. Javitt. A.J. Out of St. John's and Kevin out of Frederick High School. Season so far for you guys, 12-10, good record. You're off to a real good start. Just jotting down here some of the statistics I found, you won your first six games.
Yeah, and most of them were bad. We're young. If you look at this team, AJ's 17, Kevin's 17. We have the number one 14-year-old in the state on our roster part-time, Jacob Orr. We got probably our number one right now is 15 years old, Bryce Schaefer out of Brunswick. So we're young. Our future's bright, and I really look forward to working with these guys. They work hard, and we started out real hot, and we hit a cold spell.
That's baseball.
Yeah, it's part of baseball. But the last couple games, they've been playing well. They come in for early batting practice and, you know, to work on things. And that's impressive, that what they want to do.
I know you mentioned that right off the start. You said it was a very hot day, and they'd been up since 8 o'clock or before 8 o'clock this morning getting ready. And a couple of games they played already today. Yeah. And of course, they're young. They look like they're ready to play the third game right now. But
we did that a couple weeks ago. Well, we had to play three games in one day in a tournament up in Cumberland, and we were runner-up in that tournament. The heat takes a toll on them, but they got some energy.
Yeah, and you got to like baseball. You got to love it. It's such a great sport. And what do you think? I'm just to go off track here for a minute. Some of the criticisms of baseball, you know, it seems like everybody's criticizing it now. All of a sudden, it's too slow. It's boring. Blah 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 blah. Where did all this come from? I mean, it's the same sport that's been around for 200 years.
That's true. But I can tell you today, with our wooden bat games, they're averaging around an hour and 40 minutes, which is pretty quick for
wooden bat ball games.
Yeah. And that's why I like wooden bat. It speeds the game. It's got tempo. You see good defense. How it should be played. You could take an average hitter hitting with a metal bat and it's got some power and drive it through, where wood makes it totally different, makes it an honest game to me.
Okay, well, it's That's, I think the trend, it sounds to me like the trend is more towards going back to the wooden bats. Let me just go over some of these scores here. You beat Wilmington, Delaware 7-6, over Waynesboro 7-5. You beat Damascus 9-4. Beat Greenbelt twice, 6-1, 8-1. You beat the Flying Dogs. I don't know. That's
an adult team.
Dog team 5-4. But anyway, that's 6 wins in a row. Then losing to Woodsboro and Funkstown, and beating La Plata. They've got a good team. They were in the state playoffs. Beating Damascus again. Beating Glen Burnie. Beating Sykesville. Today you beat Sykesville again this week, 14-3, and then you had another win today of your two games today. You won one and lost one. So pretty good there, 12-10.
Yeah, you got to be happy with the way they're playing. We've had some defensive problems, but they played well today, and I see them getting better. I really do.
And of course, get out to McCurdy Field and watch this team. They're playing on Saturday. They play a doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. Doing this program on Sunday, so that'll be this coming Saturday. That'll be 11 a.m. perfect. Go out and see two good ball games at McCurdy Field, and then you'll be tonight in the Wooden Bat Tournament still playing.
Yeah,
a game, right?
We're looking forward to playing Brooklawn. Their coaches are friends of mine, and we've got to know each other throughout the years pretty well. And I have a lot of respect for their game, and they play hard. They always have kids that go to college and things like that. Coach Mondale's boys that I was told today in minor league in Billings, Montana. So yeah. That's a baseball family. Plus, they're well coached. Coaching staff coaches at Rutgers University in Camden. So their college coaches that coach that team.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good connections there. We're talking to Tommy Long, the manager of this Frederick American Legion team. For people that don't know about how the Legion is set up, what high schools can you draw from at Frederick? Now, I know you get St. John's here in Frederick.
Yeah.
Are there regulations over who you can?
Yeah, you're allowed to draw from 5,000 total enrollments of your schools. We're fortunate where we're around 4,700 with St. John's, Frederick, TJ. We have a part of Oakdale and Tuscarora and Brunswick, and we also have a player from MSD this year.
Okay, yeah. That's right. I was reading in the Frederick News Post about that, yeah.
Yeah. He gets along well with the players, and I think they really respect how hard he plays.
Yeah, they've had good sports teams at MSD also.
They sure have.
They've dominated, won some national championships, I know, and he's doing pretty well, you say.
Yeah, he's probably one of our pitchers right now. He's number four hitter, AJ Stree. So he lies speed. He's learning the game. It's being around these young men. You know, he's accepted by them. We have our own language that the players speak to him, and uh-huh. Signs and different things like. He understands what we mean.
Oh yeah, well he's probably so, yeah, he's probably pretty sharp.
And when he's pitching, we bring in a right fielder whose parents are his mother's deaf, so he translates for us.
Wow, okay. Interesting. That's a great, great thing you're doing because you're making the extra effort to give him a spot there.
Well, he gives us the extra effort, too, on the ball field and away from the ball field. And you want to see young men succeed. And he's had a successful year so far.
All right. And speaking about that, how do the tryouts work? I noticed you had an announcement in the paper earlier this year, you know, come to such and such a field for tryouts. How does that work? Can some kid that's not even playing baseball organized, can they come out there and could they impress you and get on the team?
This year we'll have fall tryouts and, we'll take the best 18 guys and they played or not, you know, if they're good enough to play with AJ Javitt and Kevin Swanger, they're good enough to be on our team.
Okay. Two good players that are sitting right here. We're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, Frederick County Sports Weekend here. I want to ask you guys the highlights of your career. Now, you're going to be seniors, so you've been playing baseball for quite a while, and I know you must have come up through the Little League system and maybe other leagues too. But AJ, how about you? I would assume it'd be something with St. John's, but I don't know. Maybe not. What's your highlight of your career?
Well, probably just when I was playing Luya 12, I hit a walk-off home run.
When you were playing where?
Luya Lightning. I was with Kevin. We were teammates. I'm pretty sure you can remember that. We were in the playoffs, I think, for a tournament, and I hit a walk-off to advance us to the finals, and it was a pretty wild.
What league was that? Was that?
I'm not sure. I can't remember what the league.
Oh, was it one of the junior leagues or youth leagues or?
It was a. Not sure. I'm actually not sure, but it was Junior Legion for 12.
Oh, years. Junior Legion. Okay, Junior Legion. Okay.
Right. It was my 12-year travel team. It was Leo Lightning, and we were in a tournament. I advanced to the finals, and it was a pretty nice moment there.
That would be a good moment. And we had parents there to see it, or
yeah, it was actually a night game too, so it was pretty packed, and it was nice to hit that home run.
All right, and Kevin Schwenger out of Frederick High School, shortstop.
Well, unlike AJ, I haven't had a lot of home runs, but I've hit one my whole life, and it was when I was 10 years old in Little League, so that was actually pretty cool for me because I didn't expect it to go over. Then it went over the fence, and it was pretty exciting.
Well, I would think so. 10-year-old in Little League, that's hard to beat, really.
Yeah, I think I was about 4 feet tall, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And did it make it over with a little bit to spare?
Yeah, I think so. It was at Brunswick Little League, and the fence is 195 feet in left field, so not too big, so I think it had some extra boost on it.
What a feeling, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us about shortstop. What's your job out there? What are the responsibilities you have?
Well, the shortstop is like the captain of the infield, so he sort of has to take charge and tell everyone else what to do. But you got to have a pretty good range to get to the balls and a pretty good arm to throw people out. Sort of usually the best all-around player on the field. That's what I like to say.
I would say, yeah. You got to have a strong arm. Mm-hmm. You got to, of course, be able to feel the ground balls and the sharp line drives. Mm-hmm. Usually they want you as a type of hitter that gets on base a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing, you really are in charge of the, and then you got to go back on pop-ups. That can be hard.
Yeah, that's actually one of the harder parts, I would think. But you just got to hustle after every pop fly until some outfielder calls you off. If not, you got to go get it.
And you've been the starting shortstop for the Legion here in Frederick for most of the season?
Yeah, for pretty much the whole season I've been starting at short, so that's pretty cool.
You work hard.
I can almost tell
this guy works hard, you know.
Both of them do.
And AJ, how about your positions? What do you like? Do you like playing the outfield or do you like pitching better?
I like playing the outfield better. You know, it's just nice just to be out there in the outfield, just playing center field and pretty much being the captain of the outfield, just like calling people off if you feel like you can catch it and just being out there, like seeing the grass and just catching fly balls.
That's about as good as it gets. you said it very well. Pitching, there's a lot more pressure on you when you're pitching, right?
Just a little bit. You know, I'll pitch if they need me to, but, you know, my main focus is just to be an outfielder and just do the best that I can to help my team.
Okay, and I think you enjoy what you're doing here this summer.
Yeah, I love it. Baseball is my life, and I just want to continue to get better and just go as far as it can take me.
Okay, well, we hope that's a long, long way. And I just wanted to ask you, Tommy, what's the goals you have for the team? Some of these players aren't going to. This is probably the last high school, and Legion will be the last organized ball they play, unless they get into this men's softball or something. But so, what do you see as some of the goals you try to reach in a season?
Well, one thing is to see them get better and see them succeed on the ball field. I told the guys the other day, we're not doing well in the districts, but there's a way we can do it. And I've said it before, and we've done it. And I believe they can get to the state tournament. And it, you know, all they got to do is play their game, and we get some breaks from teams beating up on each other, and we get hot and take four or three games from each team, and we're in the state tournament.
How does that work now? How do you qualify for the playoffs, the postseason?
They take the best team out of each district to go to the state tournament. And we're in with Woodsboro, Mount Airy, Sykesville, and Funkstown.
Oh, tough teams.
They're all tough teams, very good teams.
Yeah. I know Mount Airy, that's that they take from Urbana and Oakdale, don't they? Yeah. Or Urbana and Linganore.
Yeah, he has a good draw area with the high schools that he has.
Yeah. And of course, Woodsboro would be the Walkersville area.
Walkersville, Catoctin, FSK, and Middletown.
Okay, that's some good. Middletown, there's some good. They won the state title this year in 2A. Well, I wish you good luck. And tonight, as this show airs on Sunday, tonight at 8 o'clock at McCurdy Field, you will be taking on a team from New Jersey, a legendary team.
They sure are. it would be nice to see a lot of people out there just to see these kids play because they deserve it.
And they play. It's good baseball.
It's
real
great baseball. But these kids play hard, and sometimes they don't get the recognition they need or deserve.
Yeah.
And it would be a great opportunity for people to come see these young men play.
All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock tonight. And then at Saturday morning, you have a doubleheader against who was at 11-8.
We play Funkstown.
Funkstown, a doubleheader at McCurdy Field next Saturday, 11 a.m. You can see two games out there.
Yeah, it's free to get in for the regular season games. It's $4 to get into the tournament.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, pay for the umpires and the rental of the fields. And
you guys, you deserve a lot of credit. The umpires, the adults that take care of this program. I know the American Legion supports it too, of course, obviously. So you get great support. And
well, one thing about our players, our senior players, they don't pay a dime to play baseball. The Legion picks up their tab. We just got back last weekend from Myrtle Beach, and the Legion picked up their whole tab. You know, they take care of these ball players. You know, different things they have. You know, warm-up jerseys and things like that. And they really try to look out for the kids.
Well, that's, you know, veterans continuing to serve the community.
That's a
great thing from the American Legion Post 11 here in Frederick. Thank you guys for being on. A.J. Javitt, Kevin Schwanger from St. John's and Frederick High School. And, of course, Tommy Long, a lot of experience coaching in the Frederick area.
Well, thanks for having us on.
It's been fun having you on here.
Thank you.
And good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I want to thank our sponsor, Nimio Federal Credit Union, for sponsoring this program. For Ed Lulley, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.